Slobodan Milosevic Thursday refused to consent to the continuation of his trial with the new judge. The presiding judge at his war crimes trial resigned last month due to ill health, leaving the court with the option of appointing a new judge to fill in the already two-year-long trial. Although the former Yugoslav president refused to give his consent, the trial will most likely go on. Back in court after more than a month's break, Slobodan Milosevic looked fit and was his usual defiant self. The tribunal's president, Judge Theodore Marin, wanted Mr. Milosevic to answer one very specific question. Does he consent to the continuation of his trial with a substitute judge? Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Milosevic gave the same answer he has many times before since the start of his trial.
Mr. Marin, you know full well, I believe, I hope, that I consider this tribunal of yours to be illegal because it is not based on the Charter of the United Nations. Of course, I have no intention of declaring my views on your administrative issues. As a matter of fact, I consider this so-called tribunal to be a means of war against my country, which is still going on.
The judge then interrupted Mr. Milosevic, telling the former president his views on the legitimacy of the court are irrelevant. The tribunal will now have to decide whether to continue with a new judge or start the trial, which is already in its second year, from scratch. Most observers believe the case will continue, resuming June 8th with Mr. Milosevic's defense. Meanwhile, Mr. Milosevic told the court he needs more than the 90 days given to him to prepare his defense and more than the 150 days allotted to him to present it. He also asked, once again, to be set free, saying he's unable to prepare his case from behind bars. He said, "It's not my intention to disappear, but to win against this false prosecution." The former Yugoslav president has been given access to an office in his prison to help him prepare his case. Lauren Comito for VOA News, Amsterdam.